The prompt I'm supposed to read has been moved on the wall. Nina would have been, unfortunately, my dear co-DJ Nina is not here this fine morning. She would have been flustered as I was, perhaps even more so. So, shout out Nina, hope your sleep is going well. But anywho, this is Kate, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and you are currently listening to the April 25th installment of Smiling Ears, your favorite show of the week, obviously. Today, however, Nina has been replaced, unfortunately. Sorry, girl. But we have a special in-studio guest, a DJ assistant for the day, if you will. Feel free, take the mic.
Hey, I'm very happy to be here. I'm Eddie.
That's it. Sorry, I interrupted. That's rude of me. That's a good radio voice.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. It's a lovely little space. I'm, you know, somehow awake at this hour in the morning, and I'm happy to be here with y'all. We're gonna start y'all off with some blasts from the past this morning. Hopefully, this first song puts a little groove in your step. And shout out to my Uncle Bill for showing me this lovely little funky number. Here's "Just Chillin'" by Bernard Wright.
I will say, just to add, he did write that whole speech out, not to embarrass.
Hey.
Not to embarrass.
And I killed it.
No, you did. You can read off of a sheet, so.
Yeah, it's my phone, but you know.
Well, same thing. Anywho, that he is correct.
On the wall.
Okay, you didn't know it existed, so. No. All right. Not to argue on live radio, but here's the song. Enjoy.
Yo, no, what's up?
Yo, man, where we going? Practice, man, what you doing, man?
Oh, man, we and the homeboys is going down to 40 Park.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, man,
the
females over there. Hey, man, I think I might hang out with you.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Abadab. Man, Abadab going to be in the park, man. What's up with that? Who DJ, man?
Y'all heard Monkey in the Monkey.
Nah, man, I heard it's Dr. Rock.
Oh, music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She
I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4" parlor. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 fall.
Friends, it is your favorite DJ, Kate, coming to you with a very important ladder safety PSA this morning. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safely-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thanks for listening.
Very informational.
Important to stay vigilant and stay safe, you know?
Personally, I'm very anti-ladder.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your pro step stool?
I just don't think we were meant to be up there.
No. Short person erasure right now.
Yeah.
For context, we were both over 6 feet tall. So,
that's generous.
All right, I'm over 6 feet tall. This kid's scraping 5'11".
Yeah, I'm scraping 5'11". I'm chilling around the number six. We round up in this household.
That's valid. I hope you enjoyed our last few songs, some throwbacks, and some Frank Ocean, because why not, you know?
We'll slip that in there.
I think everyone's morning could do with some Frank Ocean. Pretty solid man. shockingly, maybe I don't know him personally, so who's to say?
That's tough. It's tough for you.
I know. I wish. Maybe I'll spread a rumor. Kate knows Frank Ocean. Mm. Heard to hear first. It's not a rumor, it's true.
So how do you meet? How do you guys meet, though?
Went to high school together.
So you gotta have these details down.
Yeah, we went to high school together.
Yeah, totally.
That's what it was. For sure. Yeah, they don't know how old I am.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
I mean, you're in college.
But any age person can be in college.
That is so true.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Very sorry.
Less listeners today than usual.
I'm so sorry.
A lot of people probably exited when they realized Nina was not here.
Yeah, they heard DJ Nina wasn't on.
Only 20, actually. That's not much less. That's only 5 less. Kind of a lot. I guess maybe. Who's to say? Maybe her parents aren't listening today. But if you are...
Fate fans.
Whoa. Nina's parents, if you're listening, I'm so sorry for that rude comment I was just thrown your way. We appreciate your love and support. But anywho, I don't know. It's a good day today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll throw another song redirection. You didn't come here to listen to me. You came here to listen to some killer jams. You came for my music taste, not for my personality. Who's to say? Maybe you did both ways. But next we got Charlie Berg kicking with Lancaster Knights. It's a boogie of a song, one of my personal faves. Stuck through it over the years. It's on a numerous amount of my playlists, and now hopefully it will be on multiple of yours. If that is something that you do. Who's to say? But anywho, here it is. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
So this next song intro's coming to you freestyle, because I got so graciously called out for making a little scripty script last time. But
gotta keep it freeform, man.
Oh yeah, totally. This is as freeform as it gets. But this is some band. I'm not entirely sure how I found this band. They're not that popular, but I hope they blow up a little more after this. Maybe we'll shoot them to the top of the charts.
We'll get them 20 more listeners.
From WMFO. But yeah,
give them a granny.
This is Everbee by Strawberry Lace. It's time I get to go in.
Hello again, dear listeners and friends, family, all those who spend their mornings with us. We have an important segment coming up. We're going to play Rock, Paper, Scissors for the remainder of the time and give you live updates as to what we have thrown so you can keep along with us, you know?
Yeah, we're so sorry. That was all the music, actually. We played all of the songs.
Every song to ever exist has just been played.
A to Z, A to Jolene, that's all we got.
However, Jolene is a banger.
Absolute banger. All right, so without further ado, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, this is brutal, brutal. I threw scissors, she threw paper.
That's tough. Anywho, enough of that.
Yeah, that's not what we're doing. Hopefully nobody left.
A joke.
Wouldn't blame you if you did.
A joke. Currently, still at 20.
Nice.
So thanks for rocking with us for the...
Thanks for watching Kate lose.
Yeah, that was really unfortunate, actually. I'm kind of embarrassed.
Paper. Crazy.
I'm actually kind of embarrassed.
Yeah.
That's a rough start to the morning. I got Wordle in less tries, though. So who's the real winner today? I also won on the mini.
The New York Times mini.
So truly, the real winner of the day.
The leaderboards are not looking good for me today. That's what we've learned.
Let me check if anyone else has done it. Oh, you're not the same people. Do you have anyone else on your leaderboard with me?
No.
You're
my only friend.
That makes sense.
Left and right today.
Yeah. No one else has done it on mine. Granted, it is 6:30 in the morning. However, it does come out at 10 p.m. the day before, so apparently there's not real NYT Mini fans.
Anywho,
stealing my bit. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you looking at?
I might be witnessing some of my teammates. My ex-teammates, since I'm no longer on the team. I have graduated / retired. I think they're walking to Lyft right now.
Ooh.
Or maybe that's a different team. It's kind of far. And I'm not wearing my glasses. Anywho, good luck to those faithful female athletes.
As early as this is, I'm not really physically exerting myself, so Godspeed to them.
Yeah, that was tough. That was actually really tough. Actually, no way that's volleyball because we have to be there by 6:30. So, pish posh, not them.
Pish posh,
unless the reins have slipped a little bit since my captainship, but you know. I don't know.
Come back, make them pick up the slack.
I will never do that. I've passed the captainship on to my peers. Anywho, Godspeed to you, two female athletes. Anywho, on the topic of that, not really, unconventional footwear.
People got some weird shoes out there.
What a steady transition.
What do you want to talk about?
Number one, the classic Croc.
Which, honestly, at this point, not really unconventional
not
even.
Not truly unconventional. But, That's true.
I think they're heinously overrated. I've never felt good in a Croc.
They are pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, and people rave about them. People wear them all over the house. They say they're comfortable. I don't get it.
I once went swimming in a pair of Crocs.
Get them flippers.
Truly, because they were like, they're waterproof. And I was like, I must test it out. They're pieces of rubber on your feet, Kate. Of course, they're waterproof. But a Croc in a good sport mode is actually even more uncomfortable than non-sport mode.
I do enjoy the modes, though.
Yeah, athleisure, not really athleisure, but athleisure mode versus sport mode.
Okay, I got one for you. Do you know those shoes that are like...
Toe shoes?
The toe shoes, yeah. The little toe boys.
Super weird, to be honest.
So last summer I started my internship first time. I want to say maybe a week and a half into it. My boss, who, you know, super intimidating guy, knows a lot, you know, is always pushing you, just came in and knows, and all my respect, out the door.
Out the door.
Insane.
My first club volleyball coach, he would go shoeless at these volleyball tournaments are in massive convention centers, not sanitary to not be wearing shoes, but eventually I think some refs or someone yelled at him because, you know, one should be wearing shoes in those places.
I gotta know, socks?
Okay.
So the OG toe shoes.
The OG toe
shoes. Nature's toe shoe.
Nature's toe shoe. And then because he got yelled at, he just started wearing the toe shoes. He got toe shoes because he liked the court feel, apparently.
The man wanted to be free.
Yeah.
But his calluses went crazy.
Probably. I never really took a good look at his feet because I was...
It's unfortunate.
Because, first of all, why would you do that? And second of all, because I was like a 12-year-old girl and that would have been super weird.
Huh. Closer to the ground.
Not by much, to be honest. I've always been tall.
Yeah, really?
Shocker.
I don't know. Some people grow later.
No, I've always been large. When I was little, when I would pick my little brother up from school, he's like 2-3 years older than me. So, like, in children years, that's a lot, you know. So, like, I'd be picking him up from, like, kindergarten. So, I'm, like, 3?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how age works? Who's to say?
I have no idea.
The age of a child eludes me, escapes my grasp. But people would be like, the Dessler, like twins? Like two kids in kindergarten? Nah. I'm young. I'm a baby.
The whole time your brother's just like so angry.
Probably. I mean, granted, it was because I was just like double the size of all the other girls in his class by that point.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, yes,
you go to school. You know how to read. No, I don't.
I still don't.
Engineer.
Yeah. That's why I had to write my little scripty script.
Well, you, so you can read.
No, I was in, it was in a language I made up.
So you can... That's still reading.
No.
Alright. That's still reading.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
If anything, that's even more impressive that you invented a whole language just so you can learn how to read.
Just so I didn't have to learn English.
Well, you can read, just you can't read English. Yeah. Well, this is a bit that's gone on too long.
This is a terrible bit. I'm trying to get out of this bit.
Far too long. Steady transition to the next topic. How do you feel about sandals with socks?
Okay, well, it's socks with sandals.
You are so right. That's tough.
I'm a fan, honestly. Especially, I feel like the dad culture just that goes along with them. I feel like we would lose a lot of the great innovations at the barbecue if socks with sandals didn't exist. I feel like it gives dads the breathability and the
warmth,
the looseness that they need to really go crazy with those herbs and spices.
With the salt and the pep?
Yeah.
I'm glad the reasoning is sure, but I'm glad the answer was yes, because I currently am wearing socks and sandals.
Oh, the stocks and socks.
The stocks and socks.
Stocks and socks are a classic.
For all those that don't know what stocks and socks means, it's the Birkenstocks with the socks. I tend to not wear them any other way.
You know what is tough though? The those toe splitter sandals with the
flip
socks.
Flops?
Yeah, yeah, but like, you know, the one that goes straight through the big toe and the next toe?
Yeah, a flip flop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The toe splitter. That's tough with socks.
Yeah, no, that is a tough
look. It's all bunchy.
That's just uncomfortable. Stretches your sock out.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Fun for no one.
Some socks with sandals.
The elite few. Maybe some slides.
Yeah, love a good slide.
Other non-toe splitter variations of sandals.
Socks with Crocs.
I feel like I could get behind that.
Yeah?
Because my main woe of the Croc is they're not comfortable. If I was wearing socks, I wouldn't be getting those rubber blisters on my ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Pro.
Valid. Would not go swimming in them, though.
Oh, no, no, no. So maybe it defeats the point.
Yeah.
They're no longer water-resistant if you're wearing socks. Nothing worse than a wet sock.
One of my friends actively seeks out wet socks.
That's super
tough. Yeah.
I think you should not talk to them anymore.
Yeah. We're on spring break. We had a little pool by our home. And coming back from the beach, he was like, I'm gonna dip my toes in. And we were like, okay. It's like, I wanna feel a wet sock.
That's tough.
As we were going into our house. Yeah.
He entered the house with wet socks?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. So, not for everybody, but definitely people out there.
I'm beyond appalled.
Yeah, I'd say it's music time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, this man ruined my morning.
Let's clear that from our ears, our systems. Nah. Get a little groove back in.
Get
a little groove back
the,
in
get
in
the groove.
Your morning.
Get the groove kicking again. Next, what do we got? What do we got kicking?
We're gonna mess around.
Mess around.
Mess around a little bit.
Classic. By, who's it by?
Ray Charles.
Let me do a quick Google.
Quick Google.
Make sure the lyrics are kicking. Sometimes Spotify lies to you, and songs are not clean when they say they are.
You can trust old Ray.
Making sure. Anywho, you can talk for a few minutes.
Yeah, really? Thank you. Thank you. That's awesome. I'm going to talk to myself.
Mic.
Talk to myself for a little bit.
Talk to our loyal listeners.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
We're not alone in the room.
We're not alone in the room.
Well, I'm done reading.
Yeah, I was going to say, put me on the spot right now. So, I'm a guest. I'm a guest. I'm doing.
I gave you your 15 minutes of fame, and you boofed it.
I boofed it.
At least
I read the little script I made. So
that's true.
That's great.
Well, that was this time to shine, and nothing occurred. Ah. So, without further ado, mess around, Ray Charles.
People too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Mess around. When I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it there, boy. Mess around. Mess around. Everybody do the mess around.
Sorry to interrupt one last time, but we felt the need to really emphasize and shout out this next artist. Super underground.
Super indie.
Super indie. So we just want to give them the respect they deserve. We're a little unsure if you guys are going to like it. Unsure if anyone's ever heard of this artist before.
Yeah, we may be the only two fans on the planet Earth of this artist right here.
Yeah.
But, I guess without further ado, here's... I barely even know how to pronounce this artist's name. This is Patience by Tame Impala? Tame Impala. We got Patience by Tame Impala.
I apologize for that.
Thank you.
for the last, and last and final means the same thing, but hello for the last time today. We hope you enjoyed our little hour with you.
Yeah, we hope your ears are smiling.
Hope your ears are smiling, as the name of the show alludes to. That's not what I was trying to say, but the words didn't come to head. Anyway, hope the rest of your day goes swimmingly, just as smoothly as the show went, perhaps if not even more smoothly. Yeah, that's all you got from me. Any final words, guest?
I had an amazing time doing this. I think I might do my own show in the future, and hope you enjoyed our little hodgepodge of songs.
Glad to hear it. Well, I certainly enjoyed myself. Hope y'all did too, and
bye.
Goodbye. Leaving it on that.
Pish posh bye.
Pish posh bye. Hello?